holding the taste is good. Going to our therapeutic here. That's where we got up to. So very, very quick. I'll take your blood tests, right? You know, it's just very quick reading, and we can move on to the next part. Simple. Okay, so where we're holding is there was a discussion whether you can be goyva from avodim. That means if somebody takes a loan, holds some payment, can the malbec take away his avodim, the loiva's avodim? Obviously, the Gemara understood we're talking about they sold the avodim, and that's a shaila. Can you take away from Rukuchis? But the Gemara asked, well, even if he dies, let's say, well, if he dies and he didn't sell it, he died, can you take away from the Yorshim? Which is a code word for saying, is it avodim and medinim karka or metaltalin? That was a code way of expression. That was Reb Nachman's question. What Reb even said to take away from avodim, from yisoyim? To which the Gemara answered, no, minei, take possibly minei, it's not chiddush b'chol, you can take anything away from the loiv himself. Okay, so the Gemara said, we're talking about made an apetiki. Made an apetiki, and that's a chiddush, if you make an evid an apetiki, there's a coil, and therefore you can take it away from the what. So now here Rashi says it means to take away from the lekuchos. Mashma, not from yisoyim. That's what Rashi was mashma. And we saw, according to that, the svar, we saw that in the svar in what Basra Tosis spoke out. There's a svar for that. You can take away from the kuchois because really, avodim, metatlin, you shouldn't be able to take away from the kuchois. But because you made that point together, there was a coil over it. And that coil made it that the kuchois were wrong for buying it. Chutzpah, they shouldn't have bought it. And since they bought it, we could penalize them and we take it away from them. Hashem came by Yisayim, I didn't do anything wrong. They should receive these Evid, and Evid's metatlin them. Malbec has no schus to take it away from them. So therefore, they can keep the Evid that they received. That was Mahalach of Rashi,
Alpi Tosis
in
Bava Basra. Maybe it's from the other way from Kuchos. They made a kinyan with money. They actually, it's really in their rishus. Whereas the Yisomim didn't do anything proactive to have that Yerusha.
I would have thought Yerusha that the Torah needs is strong Yerusha. If you want to go the other way, you could say the other way that the Yisomim just poshed to the leg of their father. So it's extension of the father. So maybe it's as if the father's around, you can just take it away from the father.
But isn't a kinyan with money recognized by the Torah as being a real transaction?
Yeah, but not if Chazal said they weren't allowed to do it. If there was a code, and therefore it was wrong for you to go and do it, the chutzpah for you to do it, therefore Chazal are going to take it away from him. Aval, you're right there. Pi dinei Torah, this Eved belongs now to the person that bought it. But because Chazal said it was wrong for him to do that,
And is this
it's taken away.
which understanding of Shibud is Shibud Lavi, right, sir?
Yes, it's a good question. We're going to see in Tosis now. But yeah.
Rashi said that it's in Machro, we said it's talking about in Machro, also been talking about the Kuchos. If the Kuchos were a bigger Kiddush, that you can collect from the Kuchos, it's a bigger Kiddush than collecting from Yisamim, would we still be able to make that deal? It could be that the Gemara only said the Kuchos because that's the bigger Kiddush.
If it's a bigger chiddush to collect from the kuchos, why should it be a bigger chiddush?
If it were. I mean,
Yeah.
according to Tosafot we've learned before, it's not really. There's a bigger reason that you should collect from the kuchos. Because of the chutzpah factor.
Yeah.
But would we be able to be medayik here?
I think we would be, because since we were talking about Yisayim, Rashi should have still spoken out about Yisayim. This still here was a shadow of Yisayim.
Right.
Said, well, even from your servant, said no, from him. From him, anyway. Okay, no, I pray to you. So if you're now, I pray to you to answer your servant, you should have written your servant.
I would have said, Ashmi,
No,
that's what I
say
would
that. Okay, that's what you would want to say. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll come back to this Nakuda at the end of Tesis. Well, this Tesis is one that we have to go from the beginning to the end, but the end of Tosis, come back to this point again. So Tosis, this Tosis is going to be chiluk on what we've learned. And we've learned now that you gave it from only the kuchis and not from yisayim. This place is going to come to teach us you gave it both from the kuchis and yisayim. And when we learn through the tastes, we have to, as I mentioned way back, we have to think to ourselves, which Toby just mentioned, is this a chiddush that comes to Mandama Shibuda Lab Deraisa or Mandama Shibuda Deraisa? Which way are we going? Which one's the chiddush? Which one's tastes got a koshi on? So he's really bothered about why you're going from Yisayim and he's coming to explain it. Who is he bothered according to? Is he going according to Mandama Shibuda Deraisa or Shibuda Lab Deraisa? So we'll see. Let's start tastes. Now that you answer Poitiki, you're going to answer Poitiki. Now that you answer Poitiki, Hashta Govi, now you claim both from Yisayimim, Kamoy Melekiach, just like you claim from the Lekiach, so too you claim from Yisayimim. And he's got a kasha. Be'afa gav demiyasmi lo yishayich et taimim mishum kolo, even though claiming from Yisayimim, to claim from Yisayimim is not applicable, the reason of koil, meaning the Gemara said the reason why you claimed from the kuchois is because there's a koil. Now, koil is, like we explained, you knew about it, you shouldn't have bought it, you could have protected yourself, you didn't have to buy it, that's all by the kuchois. What's koil? The father died, they received it, there's nothing, they didn't do anything wrong, they couldn't have protected themselves, it's all just, it just happened. So the reason which we've given by Paitiki to explain why the chilah between a shoy and an eved, a shoy you can't claim from the kuchos. Why? Because there's no koil. An eved you can claim from the kuchos because there is a koil that doesn't apply to yisayim. So afa gam to miyasmi lo yishayach taimim shum kolo k'mo lekeach. We'll see in a second. As far as the Yisayim are concerned, there shouldn't be a difference between whether he made an apoytiki or didn't make an apoytiki. Had he not made the Eved an apoytiki, you couldn't be goyim from him. Why? Because there's no koil. So making the Eved an apoytiki is going to do what? It's going to make a koil. Why should that make any effect? Why should that make any difference to him? That's the kasha of Tesis. Everyone agrees you can't claim from, everyone agrees. Al Gemara was saying explicitly that you can't claim from Yisayim if it wasn't an apotik. Nachman said that even from Yisayim, you can claim it? No. And Bula backed off. Come on, Bula didn't mean to. We know what Bula himself held. Bula backed off and said, you can't claim from Yisayim. Why not Matala? You can't claim from Yisayim. Right? So, when can you? But also did say a chiddush, so when can you? The answer is, if you made an apotiki, then you can claim from, to understand from Yisayim. Why? Why can you now claim from Yisayim? The answer is because there's a koil. What's the difference? Why should koil make any difference between Yisayim and between whether you can or can't claim from the Yisayim here? Bishayim from the kuchos, you can understand this chiddush. The kuchos, if there's a koil, they could have protected themselves, they didn't have to buy it. If there's no koil, then they couldn't have. Okay, we'll have to let them keep it. But Yisayim, as much as you tell me that if there's no apaytiki, you can't claim from them, then even if there is an apaytiki, you shouldn't be able to claim from them. That's the kasha of tesis. I just was trying to understand this. If you hold Shibuda de'oraisa means that I can take anything of the labors. And I'll tell you. And if he sells it, I can take it from the Lekuchos. So why can you not take it from the Lekuchos? Why if you have a Tadlin or Medal Pair, why can't you be going from the Lekuchos? Because they couldn't protect themselves. Right? They couldn't protect themselves. That reason is a specific halacha for consumer rights protection. Yeah, on the customer protection plan to make sure that the customer won't lose out. By Seimim, about you should be able to collect from Seimim. If you're Shibuda Deraisa, I should be able to get from Yisayim. So there's a clear chiluk between Yisayim and the Kuchis. Tosis wouldn't have to have a kasha. So he's asking, how can it be? Koil doesn't apply by Yisayim. One second. What's the Yisayim of Koil by Shibuda Deraisa? Yisayim of Koil is, if there's no Koil, we have to protect the consumer. we have to protect the person that bought it. If there is a curse, he caused it himself. It's his own problem. But that's because we have to protect. We have to protect the Lekoyach. We have to protect them. But by Yisrael, we don't have to protect you at all. And therefore, suddenly, we should be able to take it from the Yisrael. So we shouldn't have any chiluk, any problem with the fact that there's a chiluk between Yisrael and the Kuchos. If Tosfos is asking this as a kasha, how can it be that we should be able to collect from the Yisrael? Tosfos is obviously going with Mandama Shibud El Avdois. Now we understand what's going on. Shibud El Avdois. Shibud El Avdois means that really you shouldn't be able to take it away from anyone. Not from the Kuchos, not from the Kuchos, not from the Yisrael. You shouldn't be able to take it away from anyone. The only reason why you can take it away from the Kuchos is because there was a coil and therefore they did something wrong. But Yisrael didn't do anything wrong. That's Tosfos Kasha. Yisrael didn't do anything wrong. If Yisrael didn't do anything wrong, and the halacha is, Shibud El Avdois, meaning you don't have a right to take it from me. So why here do we find that we're saying if you made an apaita key, you can now take it away from the Yisrael? Why should that be? Since Shibud El Avdois. Shibud El Avdois means that the Yisrael that receives something in Yerusha, it means it's theirs. So you've got no right to take it from me. All right, you have to take it from me. That's the kasha of Tosfos. Ah, you can take away from the Kuchos. That's because there was a coin and they caused it for themselves. That was their problem. They shouldn't have bought it. The Yisrael didn't do anything wrong. That's the kasha of Tosfos. Right? Mikomok, here's the Teret of Tosfos, which we said, by the way, that that's Rashi. And we explained that's the Yisrael of Rashi. You can claim from the Kuchos. Because they did the chutzpah, they shouldn't have bought it. You can't claim from Yisrael because they didn't do anything wrong. That was Mama Shifted Rashi. Those Chedek and Rashi. Mikol Mokim says, this is a chidush goli. Heiche de govi melekuchois, govi nami miyas. The klal is, wherever you can claim from the kuchois, you can claim from Yisrael. That's a klal.
Why is that?
Why? Yeah, there's an said why. Tosfos, I'm going to bring you a raya that that's the klal. And then we're going to have to see if this raya is so mukach that Rashi couldn't have argued with it. Because Rashi seemed to have argued. Rashi seemed to say, you only go from the kuch. It's not from Yisrael. And Tosfos said, no, they should know there's a klal. Chazal said at the corner, if you go from the kuch, you go from Yisrael. How do you know that? Answers, I know it because midi dehaveh, amil bebishtar, that's like the halacha of Milvah Mishtar. Milvah Mishtar, everyone agrees that he's coming to Dina. And Milvah Mishtar, Govi Miyasmim and the Kuchis. Milvah Mishtar, somebody takes a loan with a document, the halacha is you can be Govi from the Kuchis. Tov, but also from Yisrael. You Govi Miyasmim and the Kuchis, you Govi from Yisrael and the Kuchis. The stress is really you Govi from Yisrael, as well as the Kuchis, but the Yisrael. I feel the man doma shibud al avdereisa. Even though you hold shibud al avdereisa, the halacha is you can be goyim from yisrael. Milval per. However, in contrast to that, milval per. What's the halacha of milval per? Loi gavi mimishavdi veloi miyasmi. You're not goyim at all. By milval per, you're not goyim at all. Not by from mikuvim, not from yisrael. So what's the kasha? Kasha is. Why? What's the chiluk? What's the chiluk between milva alpeh and milva bishtar? What's the chiluk?
Oh,
very good. The milva bishtar. There's a koil, and therefore what?
Therefore,
if he buys it anyhow, then it's his fault, right? Milva alpeh. There's no koil, and therefore,
how is it no better?
Therefore, we fall back to the basic halach that you've got no right to take it. Shibud El Avdois. We fall back to the basic halach that you've got no right to take it. So if you follow that down into the Yisrael, does that make any sense? If the basic halach is you shouldn't be able to take it away from the Kuchos. So who are then the basic halach is you shouldn't be able to take away from the Yisrael? So why by Milvash Bishtai can you? Why by Milvash Bishtai can you take away from the Yisrael? There's no code. There is a curl. A curl is only that they should protect themselves, not bought it. The Yisrael couldn't protect themselves. So why should you be able to take away from the Kuchos, from Yisrael? Elamai. The reason why you take away from Yisrael is because since Chazal said you can take away from the Kuchos, They made the blanket rule. Take away from the kuchos, take away from the yisurim. Even though, al pi svara, there's a big mockim lechalik. You take away from the kuchos, yeah, sure, we'll take away from the kuchos. Because he was wrong. He was wrong to buy it. But the yisurim didn't do anything wrong. That's Tesis Raya. Midi da'ava, agav, gebaldiga raya. We see in our sugya that we take away from the kuchos. Apoitiki, you take away from the kuchos because there's a curve. Says Tesis, I say you also take away from yisurim. The Kuchos and Yisurim have the same din. How do I know that? Kol doesn't apply by Yisurim. I'll bring you Raya. Every milva b'shtah, milva al peh. We contrast them. Halach is milva b'shtah, milva b'shtah. You gave it from both, and milva al peh, you're not giving it from either. Meaning both the Kuchos and Yisurim, and milva al peh, you're not giving it from either. Not from the Kuchos, not from Yisurim. Now, the Svara Chalik, which is milva al peh, milva b'shtah, is only applicable by the Kuchos. That's only applicable by them. They come to the milva, come to the milva b'shtad as a curl. The kuchos should have protected themselves. They come to the milva be alpeh. There isn't a curl, and therefore the kuchos couldn't have protected themselves.
Actually, from the point of view of the malva, again, the issue is new established. He says, "I want to give this loan." Where did this apotheke winds up? Wherever it is, he doesn't care where it goes to it, the kach or to the dasam.
Shalaitin Odeles, that you should always be able to collect. Shalaitin Odeles. If you milva al peh, yeah, but why by milva al peh they didn't make that takana?
You didn't take the extra effort to.
No, the way we explained it, it's like a Maribor Basa, that milva al peh they couldn't make the takana. Because since the Lekuchis have no way of protecting themselves, we can't make this takana at the expense of the Lekuchis. But again, milva vishta, there's a current effort. So if you're going that way around, then it should be possible, you should be able to claim from your saving. Because if we're going to go with the takana of Shalaitin Odeles, which really should be even by Milva Alper, right? It should really be even Milva Alper. The only reason why not is because the Kufas couldn't protect themselves and other Amazon saving should be able to claim from. Right? So we're going to come to this point in a minute, but that's an important point that quantum, if we're going to explain Shalaitin Odeles, then really, even if there's no claim, you should be able to claim from the Kufas. Right. Come from Yosh. Yeah? So that's, so it's, you see that Chazal made a blanket rule, despite the fact that it should be that there should be differences between a Malba and a Loim and the Kuchis and Yoshim, and Chazal made the blanket rule.
Can you explain the meaning that having is showing us that on the side of the meal of the Shara that they can both collect?
I was so far saying it, I think on the other side. Now, milva al peh.
Is there something in the chudash and milva al peh? True, that they're.
No. What Rambam just mentioned was a svara milva al peh. Yeah. What I said the first time was in milva b'shtah.
So then what is Tosafot saying? Why is Tosafot include the milva al peh and all gather in the mishabri in this case? All he's trying to prove is that. When you can collect from the kuchos, you can also collect from the sabi. So just show me the middle of the star side. What's the
no? No, he wants to contrast it. You see, what's the chiluk between milva al peh and milva b'shtar? The chiluk is kuv. And yet, despite the fact that chiluk is kuv, we're saying that in the din that applies by the kuchos, that you can collect, applies by yisayim. And the part that the thing you can't collect, applies by yisayim. And when you can't get from the kuchos, applies by yisurim. Yeah, so you see that we've distinguished between whether it is a curl or not curl, even by yisurim. Even though, why should we, yeah. Yeah, good? Okay, so it says Tesis, yeah, the top of the Omid, you're basing with Aleph now. And Tesis says, a bit of kuchos, I can understand the chiluk. That, let's see the bottom, the last five words of Yudal from the base. Bishem of the kuchos, Ike the flugi, bein alper, the top of the base of the lab, bein alper, the bishta. The milva bishta goiva mishumnilas deres. Milva bishta, the reason why you can be goiva is mishumnilas deres. A milva al per lui gobi, mishumnilas ke kolo. A bishta is the kolo. So now I understand the chiluk. You tell me really we want to be goiva because nilas deres, and you can't be goiva by milva al per because there's no goiva, and we'll be goiva milva bishta. Ava miyasmi, Mali milva alpeh, mali milva bishtah. What's the difference between milva alpeh and milva bishtah? Now, meaning, the koil isn't an issue here. The koil, you say when they receive it, isn't an issue. So the way I'm understanding this line of text when I go in, that's why we'll speak it out very. If anything, the kasha is, they should be even be able to be goyva from milva alpeh. Should be able to be goyva from milva alpeh. By Simon.
Sure.
You should be able to. Why? Because there was a takana shalitin of deres. Right? There was a takana shalitin of deres. We couldn't do it by milval per because takana de kuchis. That's not applicable by Simon. By Simon, there's no takana de kuchis. And yet we find that you're not giver from milva al per from Yisayim. So what do you see? Says Tosi, you see from here, Elavadai, Kaleicha de Gavi Melekuchos, Meshum Neiras Deles, Gavi Nami Miyasmi Kamoi Milva Bishta. Oi, so one thing he said, you see that whenever we make that there was a general across the board rule. Whenever you can't be good from the Kuchos, because Neiras Deles, you're also good from Yisayim. Kamoi
Milva Bishta.
Yeah. Like somebody who borrows from a star, milva b'shtah, there's a code. If there's a code, you go both from the kuchos and from balechayin and from yisayim. Or you milva or a loan that's written in the Torah. A loan that's written in the Torah, that's what? If somebody, is mazik someone, so it's written in the Torah, he has to pay back. That's called a loan written in the Torah. There's no chiv between me and you that we decided that I'm chayiv. The Torah decided that I'm mazik, somebody, so I am chayiv. That is a din, there's a machlokes in the Gemara Kedushin, lemanda oma kichsuva b'shtar domi. There's a machlokes if a milva, a kichsuva b'toyo, has the same status as a milva that's written in a shtar. It's written in a document. Meaning, there is a shtar, a loan that's written in the document. The halacha is that you can claim from the kuchos. So too, a milva, ksuva b'toyach, you can also claim from the kuchos. So if somebody damaged somebody and the person had to karka there to pay up, and then the mazik sold his karka, then according to this manama, the nizik could claim from the lekuyach could claim that kalka, could take it back, right? Or take it away from it. So that's both by lekuchos and also by yisayim, says Tosis. And the third thing as well, the third case where we do not distinguish between lekuchos and yisayim is oik shama b'din. Oik shama b'din is also somewhere where there's a koil. There's three ways where there's a koil. You have a middle b'shtar, there's a koil. A milvak suva b'toyah, according to the Manda Omar, the milvak suva b'toyah has the same din as a suva b'shtar, and din davar shlishi is if this was hamad b'din. In all those three cases, it occurred. In all those three cases, you go both from the kuchos and from yisayim. Ma'aseinkin says Tesis. Abba, here, look at these lines. These two lines. Abba milval peh. However, milval peh. Kiven de loichosh lasis shtar. Regarding a milval peh, since loichosh lasis shtar, the malveh was not concerned to write his document, to write his shtar. Loichosh lasis shtar, ligvois melekuchois, to claim from lekuchois. Ki loi govi nami miyasmi, if he doesn't claim now from the yesoimim, leke ne'ilas deres. There's no Ne'ilas Deres. There's Tosfos. Tosfos had the cash. We know there's chilukim between a malveh between a mil bal peh and mil bishtar. Not only chilukim for the kuchos, there's also chilukim for yoshim, meaning that we understand why mil bal peh you're not given from the kuchos. Why? Because no koya. But who are din, we're not given from yoshim. We didn't understand that. Why should that be? So Tosfos says there's a rule for it. Whenever you can be given from the kuchos, you can be given from yoshim. But now Tosfos says there's a svara for it. They said the svara is that since the Malbim was not bothered about it, by Milva Bishtar was not bothered about it, and he lent a loan, even though he won't be able to claim from the Kuchois, so too, we say, even though Al Pi Halacha you should be able to claim from the Yoshim, that since you weren't concerned about Midas Teres, Haraya, that you were happy to lend, even though you wouldn't be able to get from the Yoshim from the Kuchois, we say, therefore, there's no din in his death, and you can't claim from the Yoshim.
That's by
Milval Peh. Milval Peh, you're not gave it from Yoshim. Why? Because there's this svara for it. And since we've seen now that you don't care about Tenel Deres, so therefore, we fall back to the basic halacha. What's basic halacha? You can claim from Yoshim or not. Basic halacha is not. You can't. That's a basic halacha. Why do we say you can claim from the kuchos? Show it to Deres. So if we know you don't care less about it, we know that you're happy to take a loan, to give a loan, even though you won't be able to collect it. So adim for yoshim. So now if we go back to the Ma'alaf of Tesis. Tesis starts off saying by Paitaki, we don't understand why should it be that you should be able to collect from Yoshim. She put that after, right? So, shouldn't be able to collect from Yoshim. So he says that there's a rule. Whenever you claim from the Kuchos, you claim from Yoshim. Midi da'av ha'berai for it, from Milva al-Peh and Milva b'shtar, where we see they have the same halachos. And that's therefore my raya, and who are they in Apoitki would be the same thing. So he's got a good raya. You see from Apoitki that we see from Milva al-Peh and Milva b'shtar, that even though the chiluk between Milva Bishtar and Milva Peh is there a kohel, is there no kohel, which doesn't make a difference for the lekuchos, for the yoshim, sorry, it doesn't make a difference for the yoshim because kohel it's completely irrelevant. So it doesn't make a difference for the yoshim, but yet we made the chiluk. We said Milva Bishtar, you're going from the yoshim, Milva Peh, you're not going from the yoshim. That's what we said in Milva Peh, Milva Milva Bishtar. So if so, who are the instances? Who are the Apaitaki? Although it's true, there's no difference between if you made an Apaitaki, you didn't make an Apaitaki regarding the ocean. Because Apaitaki just makes a coil, and as far as I'm concerned, there's no coil affected for them. So it shouldn't make a difference. But just since by the Kuchis it does, and by the Kuchis you can be going from the Kuchis if you made Apaitaki because there's a coil, so too we make the same rule by Yoshim, the same thing. You can claim from the Yoshim if it's an apoitiki. But just like you can claim from the Yoshim if there's if just like we make a distinction between if there's a koyv and milvav peh and milvav mishpah, so too we should make a distinction between by apoitiki the same thing. And if there is an apoitiki, no apoitiki. If there's no apoitiki, you can't claim from the Yoshim. If there is apoitiki, you can. That's the word of Tosis. If it's such a great raya, Rashi would have to hold of it. In fact, if you think a little bit about it, it's very shver, right? Very shver dimin b'chlam. Like we spoke out, v'ol shibud el avdei raisa by every choyv. Should you claim or should you not claim? Should not claim. So why ever can you claim? It's the only reason why you should claim. It's the only reason why you should claim. So now, what's the koshi now? Koshi is shleitin alderes. That's the reason why you should. So a milva alper should also be should be able to claim by a milva alper. Should be able to.
Although he didn't bother, the malva didn't bother.
Well, that's not. You're right, but one second, hold on. So really. Really, I should be able to claim always, even Milval Peh, which means I should be able to claim from the Yosh. Should be able to. Why can't they claim from the kuchos? Because there's no koyo. There's no koyo. So that was the chayot Tosfos. This is right. You see that even though there's no svara to claim from, to not to claim from the yoshim, should be able to claim from the yoshim. But we made a blanket rule, yoshim have the same din of the kuchos. To say also the other way. Apetiki was saying that you can claim from the yoshim. In the case of the Milbal Peh, we're saying why you should not claim from the yoshim. But Apetiki was saying why you can claim from the yoshim, even though you shouldn't be able to claim from the yoshim because it's metaltlin. But since you can claim by the kukhoi, so too you can claim from yoshim. That's the kudda number one, is that you're using one raya which to tell me the opposite halacha. But more than that, why bemet by milval peh do we say that you can't claim from the yoshim?
Cannot.
Was it just simple svara and blanket rule? Tosfos said no. Tosfos said the reason. Why is it that you can't claim from the yoshim? It's true, curls are irrelevant, but why is it? Says Tosfos svara. What was it? What's the reason why you can't claim from the Lekuchis in the first place? Why ever would we be able to claim from the Lekuchis? Shalitin Alderes. Shalitin Alderes. And why is it by Midal Peh there's no Shalitin Alderes?
Because
there's no code. There's no code. But we said by Yoshim, it shouldn't make a difference. Shalitin Alderes should apply. Says Tosfos, it doesn't apply. Why don't they apply?
The
Malva showed he couldn't care less. The Malva showed he couldn't care less. Well, the fact that he lent it, shows he couldn't care less. So that's why we're not claiming from the Yoshin. It's not just a blanket rule that whenever we can't claim from the Kuchos, we're not claiming from the Yoshin. There's a reason for it. The reason was they really shouldn't claim Bechlal. You shouldn't collect not from Yoshim, not from the Kuchos. Really, if you ask the basic Torah law, shouldn't collect at all. So why is it that you can't collect ever? Just because Shalitin Odeles. Well, if the Malva came along and said, you should know, I'm such a tzaddik, I'm lending even without any... I'm lending, forget about any intercomments, I'm lending. So we'll fall back to the basic halachas. You shouldn't claim not from the Malva, not from the... So I'm saying is that Israel Tosfos, Midi, the Haba, they find them the same, it could be right, my Rashi Tzchayda coming. Because the Rai is not Raya. We want to know what's the din in a case where Bemet the Svar Lachali. Somebody went ahead and bought an Eved, which was an Apoitiki. An Eved Apoitiki has a coil to it. So he was a Chutzvinyak. Why did he buy it? He acted the Chutzvin. So he's penalized. The Yoshin didn't. So therefore, they're not penalized. That's Svar is Chayda Kayim. What do you want to say? No, there's a rule. Whenever you can collect from a Kuchos, you can collect from Yoshim. How do I know that? You know it from this din of Milval Peh. You know from Milval Peh, there's no right from Milval Peh. Milval Peh, we have a right from the fact that the Malva lent it and wasn't worried about the Kuchos. It showed he doesn't care less about Shalitin Alderes. Therefore, of course, there's no chilek between the Kuchos and you say that's a very shver right. If we could sell, yeah, you hear David, follow that. If you want to ask a raya, has to be a raya, proof, right? The proof has to be a proof. If we're trying to look for cases where although the svara of the din of the malva doesn't apply to the yoshim, sorry, I meant although the svara of the din of the kuchis doesn't apply to the yoshim, nevertheless, they share the same halacha. That's the case of Apoitiki. Also, after Apoitiki, the reason to claim from the Lekuchos doesn't apply to the Yoshim. But yet, says Tosfos, we give it the same din. How do you know that? Says Tosfos, Garaya from Milval Shtam, Milval Peh, where you gave it from, if it's a Milval Peh, should we say, you're not gave it from the Lekuchos, and you're also not gave it from Yoshim. Even though, you should be able to go over from Yoshim. Elamai, you see there's a blanket rule. But then Tosfos explains what the reason for that rule is. So it explains that the reason is, since that the Malba was happy to lend, even though you can't claim for the Kuchos, it shows that no loitel delis, which means, therefore, that the Svar for not claiming from the Kuchos is the same for Yoshim. The reason why you can't claim for Yoshim is because we fall back to the basic halacha, Shibud al Abder Isa, you can't take away from the people that bought. The only reason why you should be able to is because loitel delis doesn't apply him. So if so, there's no raya to prove that we always keep the same halacha. And there was a reason. That's if we bring a raya from the din of Milbal Pir. If we now try and work out, maybe there's a raya from Milbal Bishtar. Let's try and work out. Speak it through. We're trying to find a raya that even though the din that gives us a right or not a right to claim from the Kuchos, that din doesn't apply to Yoshim. Nevertheless, it has the same halacha. Are we saying a poitiki to show us of the poitiki that din it can be given from the kukhoi doesn't apply to the yoshim, but nevertheless, I'm telling you, you can be given from the yoshim. So let's work out maybe by milda bishtar.
The deal from the basket,
we had the deal,
we had the said in
the Gemara,
so you can't collect by. I
know about that. You could like from both. So let's try and work out maybe what's the reason. Why Milva Bishtar can you be Goiva from Lekuchos? Because it's got a code. Because it's got a code. Now, if you're Shibud al-Abder Isa, why can you collect from Lekuchos? Shibud al-Abder Isa, why can you collect from Lekuchos? Shleitin Odelis. Perhaps is it possible to say that this Svar Shleitin Odelis doesn't really apply to Yoshim? Meaning, when a person gives a loan, he doesn't think about the person taking the loan is going to die. And therefore, that's not a Shleitin Odelis. Shleitin Odelis is that you've got property, you might sell it. Okay, that person might think about it. That the person's got property. You might still say, but I need to have insurance, I'm going to get this payment back. But to think about maybe that the loiver is going to die, maybe that svar of Shalitin Odelis doesn't apply. I mean, there was a Gemara, there was opinions in that Gemara, you must have the papers still there. Opinions, if you have the Gemara Babasa, there was opinions in the Gemara that held. No, you don't have it. It's on the next page. I don't have the command on me. I'll just open up quickly just to read it out. Are you having that? Excellent. 1 second. Bobby Basse, Kupain Bov. Omar, Bob Hilchese. It says, Milva Alper, Goodman, you also ain't a Goodman, of course. No, so that's not what I'm looking for. No, it's not what I'm looking for. Okay, so let's go back to the second what we're saying. So, what were we saying? Yossi, we asked something. I was trying to. What did you ask? Remind me. I have to listen back to the Zoom to know where I was flying. Where are we going? Shalitin Odelis. That's right. Now we say in Svara Shalitin Odelis, meaning that there's a Svara to say that you can claim from the Kuchos Shalitin Odelis Chazal Meit HaTakon. I'm suggesting it's possible to say, there's no curious in Shas for such a Svara, that a person doesn't think that the person who takes a loan is going to die. That he doesn't take into account. So you're almost loyal, you know, and a person not worried about the other person dying. People don't think about, yeah, swords will down, shots, yeah. That a person doesn't think into about that. And therefore, perhaps this svarosh of Itan Odeles wouldn't apply to Yoshim. And yet, we go over from the Yoshim. Even though the reason of Shleitin Odelis doesn't apply. Now, why should that be?
That's
The answer is because Chazal means the Takana. And whenever you're goyver from a kuchos, you're goyver from Yoshua. That would be perhaps a raya for this yisod which Tosis wants to bring. Tosis himself is marich a lot, not on that point, marich on the other side. See, in the other side is shver raya. If you want to bring a raya from the other side, Tosis speaks out, explains why you should be able to be goyver from why you should not be goyver from Yoshua. Explains why. If you're not goyver from Yoshua, he says why? Because the person surely couldn't care less. He's happy to lend without it. So that way around, it's possible why you're not goyver from Yoshua. He showed Shoei Tino Dennis. He doesn't care about Shoei Tino Dennis.
He doesn't care to lose his money.
Yeah.
Or say, okay, he doesn't care to lose his money.
As he said, he showed.
He doesn't care what
he said. He doesn't get to lose his mind. He's happy to lend, and he's not worried about the fact that my person might not pay back.
It's just a positive figure. Why should he get his money back? I don't get it.
Because Shibud allowed the rice.
Why?
Shibud allowed the rice.
Why would he want it? It's money that's owed this guy.
Shibud. What? Stop. Stop. Shibud allowed the rice. What does that mean?
On the items they have in their
he took a loan, all the fields is all meshubed to the malva. That's not menatu. Meaning, what does that mean? If a loiva would sell that field before the malva claims of him, it belongs to the people that bought it. And the malva has got no say. That's what shibud allowed the ice to mean. Menatu. Menatu doesn't. Why is it allowed the ice to mean? The Rabban it does. Why? Shaloi Tinal Delis. That's the reason. So if we're starting with that Hanukkah, we're starting with Hanukkah is the Malva has no right to any of those fields. And the only reason is
the ocean.
Yeah, same. The Malva's got no right to take from the ocean. Because she Buddha loved the Raisa. They received it. They received it. That's theirs now. She Buddha loved the Raisa.
It was all the
She Buddha loved the Raisa.
The
it's like
the
bottom
made
the borrower
as if he
didn't enter
this, he would pay back, right? His word is his word.
Very nice, he does.
Shouldn't pay back.
So what? Go to his cave. You can stand there and ask him. Very good. If you're to Buddha love the rice, then that is what it is.
Yeah.
The guy passed on and he's finished with his chiyuvim. He's now potter. Finished. He should have owed money and he should have paid back. I have to get punished up there for it. Very unfortunate. If you're Chibud de Lav Deraisa, the ones who now have it have never shaykhs to the story. Chibud de Lav Deraisa. The only reason why we allow the Malva to take it from the Yoshim or the Kubois is only because Tekonos Chazal, Shaloi Tenon Denis Mei Lava. It's possible to say that that's why Shaloi Tenon Denis is only we have to go into the mind frame of the person lending it. The person lending it is worried that the person taking the loan will get rid of all his nechos. He's short of cash, right? That's why he's thinking of it. He'll get rid of all his nechos and try and make more cash. And then that's it. There's nothing left. So how am I going to make sure I get my money back? That's where Mishkanta comes from. That's the idea of a shibud.
It's going to go by. No one's going to go die in order to not have to pay.
Right. Yeah. Imagine so. Right.
And then, sure
yeah, okay, say that. But that's a sign that, so that's whether we have to be a chayshish, the person will die. You could have thought maybe not. So if you learn like that, then I understand at least what the raya would be. We have a very good raya, very shtaki raya. That even though the reason of the kuchos, of claiming from Yoshim, even though the reason to claim from Yoshim, doesn't apply. It's because there's no reason. The Shaitan of Delis is not reason to be able to claim from Yoshim, but we make a across the board rule and say you can. That Lachay would be a good right. The only thing is that it's not what Tosis is saying. Tosis clearly makes a difference between Koil, not Koil. Tosis discusses about Milva Alper, saying why you should be able, shouldn't be able to claim from Yoshim. Tosis clearly not saying it. So, whatever.
Well, this does say that the law is equal when we have a problem with the last specific analysis. So, how much it is that can be your issue, can collect the issue, not from the cookies.
There's three shits in there, go on. Yeah. So, it's going with the top, that law. Yeah. So, at least thing in Rav and Shmuel, it was that it's not to be a have a net. Yeah. Okay, now we have an end of Tosis. Hachi Pirusha. Now, there's a baya in the Gemara. That's what Tosis now coming out. So, what came out of Tosis? You can't claim from Yisoyim. Can't. Remember, if Nachman asked the Kasha, you can claim from Yisoyim. He answered back, no, can't claim from Yisoyim. So, who can you claim from? From him. So, say, so the answer, I made that apetiki. According to Rashi, made that apetiki. I completely changed. We're not going from Yisraelim. I thought of saying Yisraelim. No, not from Yisraelim. It was there from him. Him not. Okay, I'll pay the key. So I pay the key. It's like a new teretz. So it should have maybe said Ella. Maybe should have said Ella. Ella, he made that pay the key. It's like a new teretz. Right? Yeah, the kasha. Came it from him. No, you're right. Okay, Ella, it's not from Yisraelim. It's not from him. Ella, it's from a pay t- it's from a cook. Yeah, off my skin and says a continuation. Yeah, you can claim it from him if you made the apotheke. But it's not claiming from him, you're claiming it from the kupis. That was always a retraction.
No, but I made a statement. You assumed what I said was what you assumed. I don't have to retract from what you assumed.
No, I asked you a question, you said no. It means to claim it from him. That's what Ulla answered back.
So it's true.
It's
I'm
not
retracting. It's from him as a apotheke.
No, it's not from him, it's from the kupis. From him, I could even take his shirt. It's from the kufis. Hello, that you should know it's talking about the kufis. That's what he could have explained it by.
He said, no. What did he say? What did he say against the track?
He said, from him, minay. No, you minay. Minay. Oh, my brother, if he asked me, no, minay.
Consider
minay.
He's alive. He made a booking, right? He sold it off.
No, at this stage, Loi Minei, the Gemara meant Minei means from him himself.
From himself.
If the Gemara, him himself, he could take it from the coat.
Right.
Which the Gemara says, he made an operating
key. What was that?
And he sold it.
Sold it.
Right, it's not Minei. Why is it Minei?
It's his.
It was.
It's his. Give it back, take it from the customers, give it back to him. It's him. I won't try from him now.
It's not his.
He doesn't have validation.
It's not his. He sold it.
What?
It's not his, he sold it.
He didn't have a right to sell it. It's not his, it's not his. It's not sold.
All right.
It's not sold.
Okay, so you're saying the terms why he doesn't say it. Okay, well, fine. It is a change.
It's not a change. It's a correct. It's an explanation of what I said.
Okay, fine. Very good. Dobby, what are you saying? Could be.
Well, Nachman Chaim Zuhl says, is it from the Yisrael? He says, no, it's not Minei. So he said, it can't be Minei because there's no Chiddush there. He said, no, it's a poetic. Like Rava says, the first one the Chiddush, if it's just stating Rava Salacha, why does the Gemara say, what's the Chiddush? Why would Rabula say Rava Salacha?
Why was Rabbi Loza saying Rava Salacha?
Right.
So it's really Rabbi Loza was there earlier. Yeah.
Isn't that, he's repeating Rava
Salacha? The Kuntur Rashi was basically the same Rava, yeah.
Isn't that a problem on the Gemara for Rabula?
If it's a Mishnah, and a Moir to say the same thing, you can't have. But if it's a Rav, or even a Tana and a Moir saying the same thing. As long as it's not Mishnah, it's okay. Yeah. So, Mishnah Bais. So, Hachi Perushit. Now, Tate's going to explain how the Shakra Tai of the Gemara goes.
So, Minei, when you're saying that, can mean the Kukos also. That's not really.
I'm not saying that. That's what Yossi said.
But that's what the Gemara. Because he says Minei. And then
Gemara says, Kedah Rava about the men in the Kuchis. So Yossi's saying it means that that's also called from him because it means from him, therefore you can get that from the
Kuchis. Okay, but Ula said Mine. He didn't change ever from Mine.
That's what he's saying. I'm saying I read the Gemara saying not. I think there's a change. Remember, we know Ola really holds. Ola means you claim it from the ocean. But Ola is now trying to play around with Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman says, well, even from the ocean, no, you can't get from the ocean. So why is this decision? Okay, it's good from him. Okay, it's good from
so you say that when Ola said Minei, he didn't really mean Minei, he meant not Mias. He meant from somebody else.
Right, if you're going to follow
me. He meant Miasme. He said, no, Minei, not from him.
Okay, sounds like I need Ace of Rechirecha. Okay, Perusha, Omer Belaza. Back to Jesus. Okay, Perusha, Omer Belaza. Afilo, you see where we on Tesis? This is now the Shakratai of the Gemara. Oh, Mevelozah, Afilo, he asked me. Hello, yeah, are you taking? Mevelozah, Ochi Boshe. Yeah, Omer did Mevelozah really say, Afilo, he asked me, Beloya, Paitiki? You can even claim from the Yisema without a Paitiki. Means with an Paitiki, it's possible you can claim from the Yisema. But without an Paitiki, that even there, Nachman said it. Meaning that Avodah have the din of a karka. On that, Rava, on that, Ula answered back, Loi, Mine. Mine meaning, Pirish Belaya Paitiki. Loi, Pirish Belaya Paitiki, Loi Gavi Elimine. Without it being an Apaitiki, you can only claim from him. Him is in the Loiva. Or Parish, or Parish, then the Gemara asked, Mine. What's the next word?
Cool.
Nechulu, yeah. It means reads the rest of the Gemara. Omer Shani. And the Gemara answers, Vapaitiki. Gavinam, he asked me, Melukuchois. Okay, you were wrong. We've been talking about Apaitiki the whole way long. We're talking about Apaitiki, and therefore you can be going over from Yasmi. And Nachman asked, what would have said it? Reb Loza said that even without Apaitiki, and you can still claim from Yisoyimim. To which the answer is no, we're talking about within a Paitiki. And now,
In this car, it's like car.
no, it's metatlin, but then a Paitiki.
So the original question was asked.
Yeah, it means he understood that Ola was saying it even without a Paitiki, meaning you've got din of Abdel, you've got din of Karka, which he answered back, no, you should know we're talking about within a Paitiki. Right, if within with an upright cube, we go even if it's ever to metatlin, just like you can be going from the Kuchai, so too, you can be going from the Yosha.
What is supposed to do here? You teach you how to read it?
How to read the Gemara? Because he's bothered about this question, which I was saying about the Ella. What's going on here? Start off saying one thing, and we're moving on to something else. We're moving on to a new idea about Paituki. Said, Yoshim, Mine. Apoitiki. Normally you should say Ella in such a case. Ella, a new box. His thesis that no, we're going back to what we originally started with. Originally, we're talking about Yisrael. Could you claim from Yisrael? Could you claim from Yisrael without an Apoitiki? Answer is you can claim from Yisrael because we're talking about within Apoitiki. You spoke about within Apoitiki. You spoke about within Apoitiki. Therefore, it's possible you can be gave it from Yisrael. No big Kiddushim now. We never made, Ulla never introduced a Chiddush which Rav Nachman didn't know. Rav Nachman thought we were talking about without an Apoitiki, and Ulla telling him, no, talking about within Apoitiki.
There's another question about afterwards. So this didn't need the Ella. The lack of Ella makes sense for it.
Yeah, right. That's what he's trying to do. Yeah.
Shouldn't the Gemara just said, Afilu miyasme? And ask that question, and then the answer would have been, yeah, with an apotegi, and skip the mine. Like if
Greater
claim
than,
that.
yeah, means first in order for us to understand the Gemara, we have to take on our Nocha that Rav Nachman was asking, Afilu miyasme without a Paituki, because otherwise, the question doesn't start.
Right.
Because within a Paituki, about you can. So, Afilu miyasme without a Paituki, so at that stage, we're going out without a Paitukis. Without a Paitukis, then the only answer is lo mine. Which now we said that can't be, because mine, anyway, okay, you're right, we're talking about within a Paituki. We're talking about within a Paituki.
I'm not going to hold it, Yorshin, within a Paituki on a show in collect.
Not sure, no, only
So
the.
I'm about to say, when he holds an evidence like a show,
No, he doesn't. Yeah.
he doesn't hold it, it's carved. He holds it as a show. It's like
He's
a
masking that evidence with a Paituki, you can.
must.
Because just like with the Kuchis, you can. The halachas of the Kuchis and the halachas of Yosheim are the same.
Masking to that?
Yeah, sure.
I thought he holds it in this like mentality.
No, he holds his metatlin, but everyone's masking that an eved with a koil, with a paitiki, he's got a koil, that you can be good.
Why
Since
is
it's
he
a
masking to
koil,
that? Why is he masking to that?
because since it's a koil,
So I'll say something about a show.
there's no koil machine.
Why is no cool show?
So I saw in a, I can't remember if it was one of the Rishonim spoke out, that by eved, a paitiki, something chiddush. If you make an eved with a, if you set an eved with a shtar, If you hold the evidence of metaltalin, there's no koy. The evidence of apotiki, there is a koy. Why should that be? So the reason is, I think it's Tosfos speaks out. Yeah, I just don't know where it is at the moment. That an evid with a apotiki talks. I was an apotiki. It made me an apotiki. The evid speaks out. I'm an apotiki. Therefore, there's a code for it. Since there's a code for it, therefore, you can be going from the avodah. Everyone's masculine now. An evid with an apotiki, you can be going from the kuchos and the melech adin from yoshe. Why? Because there's a code. Rav Nachman himself is masculine to that. So Rav Nachman was asking.
Why are himself going to talk about it?
Yeah.
Why are you going to talk about it?
Because they do.
What?
Because they do.
As only if he wants to stay. As only if he wants to stay. Or we will.
I don't know. Because they're in the city for us to argue about it, which because I'll say that's what happens. So we can do, we make a survey if you want, but I'm happy to rely on Chazal on this. If you make an evidence, but he talks about it. And therefore, there's a code about it.
It's an honor. What?
This is already the chiluk maybe between two sides of the Beis HaMedrash. Do we feel that we have to explain why it is like that? This is what Chazal taught us. There is a koel if an eved is made in a poetiki. Because he, as a, and the chiddush is, even the Bashtar, there isn't. That's the chiddush. Bashtar because he talks. So Meile says to Gemara. Gemara, Nach was asking an eved, even by eved, you can claim from Yisoyim. Well, why not? Or you can claim an evet from the Kuchet. Yeah, talking about, but there's no apoitiki. An evet without apoitiki, you can't claim from, even though you can claim from the Yoshim. So he said, no, I never meant that. I never said that. Oh, I said, mine, you can claim it from him. Anyway, you can. Okay, you're right. Going back to what we started with, you're claiming from Yoshimim, and we're talking about when there was an apoitiki. There was an apoitiki, you yourself are masking. They claim from the Yosha. Then, in that mean, this is more similar to what Yosha was trying to tell us.
That's a rush. It's a difficulty putting into the world.
In that mean, the koimine, it wasn't a retraction at all. When I said the word mine, I meant the Yosha. I'm saying mine. When I said that the word mine, I meant, what I mean, Abagam Dugobi Nami Yasmi, Kivan, even though you're claiming also from the same, Kivan de Mikoya Haloiva, Chasaya Poitiki, Govi. Since the reason why you're able to claim from the Yoshim, why can you claim from the Yoshim, is because of the Apoitiki which you made, the Loiva he made. So therefore, that's what I meant by my name.
Who
made the
Apoitiki?
Not the Mahabi, doesn't that want that? No, Apoitiki. Is the loiva saying that this is where you're going to be able to claim from? Obviously, the malva might be instigating it, but it's the loiva has to make it.
The power of the loiva, which carries on to his.
There has to be, yeah. So the reason why you can claim from the Yoshim is mine, and that's what I meant. Why? Because I made that point. Also, come to this, we definitely understand why there's no error. This is really explanation now. It's mine, because it's mikach, me, that you can claim from the Yoshim.
How do you read the words? The decree mine?
The kori.
The
kori mine? The kori mine, we call it. It's called mine. A poitiki is called mine. The kori. A poitiki. I told you the answer is mine. Yeah, answer is a poitiki. It's called mine. It's called from the loiva because the loiva instigated this thing.
But that's still a word low. The Gemara still says low mine. Not from the Yorshim.
No,
I was saying that the Yorshim.
Because originally we thought was with, even without apetiki, in which is you're claiming just from the Yorshim. Answer is mine. What do you mean by mine? Tetz, I made that apetiki. I made that apetiki. Now it's for me. It's from the Leiva. It's from the Leiva to go because of the Leiva you get from the Yorshim. That, according to this last Tetz, is the best shot why there's no Ella. Because there's no Ella. It's just a continuation of the Havana thought that I was saying earlier. According to the first shot, we got out of the Ella, it's not not Gishmak. But come to Rashi though, come to Rashi, we met, we're not talking about Yisem Bechlal. Not talking about Yisem Bechlal. We're talking about, we start off saying, is Yisem and not Yisem? Mine, okay? I'm going to be, it means I pray to you. So maybe come to Rashi, we say like you were saying as well, it's called Mine because you're able now to get from the Kuchos because it comes from the Loim. Like Jesus said in the second chapter, we can say that in Rashi. This is what you were saying. Okay, there. That's the end of this thesis. And the Mi'at Hashem on Sunday, we hope to finish the Sugya and start the next one. You've seen any of the other Tesim, Zilu, Ano, Kuzbul? If you do get through those, we can start Limit Tanoi, which is a Hemshech of the.
Should we get through those? We should be focusing on those two.
Yeah, so should prepare. Zilu, Ano, Kuzbul. That's the three we have to see. Zilu, Ahadu, we did well pair already. But if it's, it shouldn't take you more than 30 seconds, yeah? And I know, Masisa, you don't know, and Bruceville should take you longer than 30 seconds.
45?
No. If you're doing 45 seconds, you might as well do something else. Okay. Good job, good job.